Blog Talk Radio.
The comedy show where everything goes, we'll have a blast with many laughs with your hosts, Josie, Kayla, and Alex.
Hello? Is anybody
Hello.
There? Alex?
I'm here. Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am great. Everybody, welcome to the comedy show.
Where everything goes.
We'll have a blast.
And many laughs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's funny. So is Kayla here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Kayla. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fabulous.
Fabulous.
Is there one show that I'm not fabulous?
I don't think so.
That's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
Yes. Yeah. So, are you guys done with all your Christmas shopping?
Not quite.
Not quite. How about you, Alex? I mean, Kayla.
Good one.
I've never done this before.
Almost. I'm almost done.
Almost done. Okay. Well, that's good. That's good. I swear, I must have been like an elf in another, you know, in another time because I've been wrapping those presents like mad woman. I have been. I have been. And it's crazy because my mom's looking at me like I'm a wizard over here. And I'm just magically pounding.
That was awesome.
Awesome. Yes. It very much was. It was magical. But, Alex, what do you have left to shop for?
I have to shop for some friends. I don't know when I'm going to get them. I went to Walmart, and I went to Walgreens. I want to go to Target, but that's too far away. Yeah,
fine.
I don't know when I'm going to get them, though. I can't keep it to the last minute, though, because last year I did it last minute, and it didn't work out too well. Just to say that.
Huh? Well, you can't go wrong with a gift card, so.
That's what I think about doing. I'm thinking about going straight to gift cards because, you know, either I get something for someone and they already have it, and they're like, I already have this. I'm like, oh, okay, well, I saw that coming.
Exactly. Exactly. And get one of those fun little gift cards, you know, those shiny ones. I like those ones. I'm just saying.
I like shiny gift cards. You know, shiny, I like shiny gift cards.
Shiny gift cards make the world go round. I'm just saying.
I like those ones. I like those gift cards where you, like, they, like, change kind of like that, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Those ones are exciting.
Those ones interest me. My first one I got when I was, like, 4, I got one for, like, Target, and I was staring at it for, like, an hour. I'm like, that's so cool.
Well, you're not buying things. You could just look at it. Hey, that's pretty. Oh.
I know. And, I don't know, but I didn't know this back then. I thought they were going to take my card. I'm like, I requested to keep my gift card because it looks so cool.
You could hang it.
Yeah, I don't have it anymore, though. Yeah, I could hang it in a frame, like Mr. Krabs hanging a dollar in a frame.
That's brilliant. Hey, I would do it, as long as you don't invite SpongeBob at your house. I'm just saying.
SpongeBob couldn't be in my house. I don't have enough water for him.
So, Kayla, what do you have to shop still for?
Oh, crap. Hold on. I'm chewing. I'm eating dinner.
What you eating?
Of course, I had to. I'm eating stir fry.
Oh, yum.
Yeah,
good. Chew,
good.
Chew.
Here, like,
don't choke.
I know. I'm, like, stuffing my face and trying to talk at the same time.
How's that working for you?
I feel, like, incredibly rude because I'm, like, eating and trying to talk with my mouth full.
That is hilarious. That is funny. I am starving. I don't know what I should eat in this house.
I just had macaroni and cheese.
Yum.
Oh, that sounds good.
I know. I love macaroni and cheese with extra cheese. Yep.
Me too.
Yep, yep. Oh, and it looks like we have a caller.
Woohoo!
Yay! That's a new record. All right, put him on. Hello? You are on the line with Josie, Kayla, Alex.
That's not me, is it?
Yupper.
Hello?
Is it Melissa Peterman
Nugget? Nugget.
Yes, this is Melissa Peterman's Nugget. Thank you very much.
Hey, how are you, Nugget?
No, I was live on air, and you can call me Steven. Thank you. Only Melissa gets to call me her little Nugget.
Well, we stole that name, so sorry. So how are you?
Well, I'm doing well, other than nursing a sore throat, so I kind of sound like Alvin and the Chipmunks. But other than that, we're staying very busy, and you've been following me on Twitter and know that I'm throwing a big free comedy show party tomorrow.
Yes, so, a holidays party.
A holidays party, yeah. Over at one of our local comedy clubs here, there was a big name headliner that canceled at the last minute, and they were worried about filling the seats, and so they reached out to me and asked me if I knew a good way to get people to come watch the show. And so we combined it, and so now we have about 50 to 100 people coming to watch the show.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
I'm home, but I'm in Illinois. Blah.
Well, yeah, I invited you and Alex both. You guys need to save your quarters and jump on the plane. Next year, we'll have the second annual absolutely free Sacramento comedy party and holidays.
Sounds good. Long name, but sounds great.
True.
Sounds great. I will try to go to that one. Me, Alex, and Kayla.
We'll have a limo pick you up at the airport.
Oh, really?
Nice.
Cool.
Really?
You guys come next year, we'll have a limo pick you up at the airport and take you to the club.
Awesome.
We did that the other day. I had a contest in November, and the winner got a $500 dinner, a limo for the night, and front row tickets to see Bobby Lee from Mad TV. I don't know if you guys ever watched that show.
Sweet.
So,
that's
yeah.
Awesome.
So I have a limo partner who would be glad to pick you up.
Oh, yeah.
I'm turning an application in for a job tomorrow, so I'll be
there you go. All right. Well, fantastic. So do you guys get out much? Do you watch a lot of YouTube videos? How do you guys get your comedy?
Yeah. We are huge fans of Melissa Peterman, and she's the best comedian. I love her.
Can't get enough of her.
Nope.
By the way, she premiered as her first headlining role in Sacramento when she came up to see us, and we watched her. She filled the room. It was standing room only, and she killed. She was absolutely marvelous.
We knew it, too. She was nervous, too, in Twitter, and I'm like, you don't need anything to worry about.
Well, I think what Melissa was most worried about is that she had taken some cold medication and she was kind of loopy when she got off the airplane. And then we sat her down and we interviewed her, and I think that's the only way I got that little the Chelsea Handler video, but that was so sweet of her to do that.
That was awesome.
Wasn't that funny? It's got over 1,000 hits, or almost 1,000 hits now on YouTube in the last week and a half, so our first viral video.
That is hilarious.
And did you guys get a chance to actually see the interview video that we did?
Yeah, I posted it on Twitter.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah.
I remember that you did that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Melissa retweeted it, too.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, she did. And thank you guys very much. That was a second surge of watchers. So I appreciate you guys following me on Twitter and watching the site. And hopefully we're going to try to get Melissa back here again. And hopefully 6 months is usually the average time before a headliner comes back to an area.
Sounds great.
9 months. So, yeah. Well, maybe
see more videos like the ones you guys posted. That was hilarious. I want to see more.
Well, we'll see what we can do. We'll see what we can do.
Sounds good. Good. Thank you so much for calling in. That was awesome.
Oh, you're very welcome. And you guys continue on, and I'll just be an observer.
Sounds good.
All right, you guys.
See you later.
Sounds great. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye, Steven.
Bye.
That was funny.
That was funny.
That
I wasn't
fun.
Really expecting that either.
I know, that was awesome. We had a little guest here. That was fun.
That was
we
fun.
We weren't expecting a guest.
No.
That was awesome. We love him. He's awesome.
Hey, guys.
Oh, it looks like we have another caller. Oh, sorry, Alex. What do you want to say first?
Before I start freaking out a little bit, I just want to get out there that there's a spider on my wall, and it's kind of creeping me out.
You're definitely afraid of them, so I wouldn't surprise.
I gotta pull out the magazine real quick because I gotta whack it.
Go whack it.
Smack
yeah,
away.
You know what? So, okay, before we take this next caller, I know it's Amanda.
Great.
Anyone see the spider? I give them my professional advice, and this is my professional advice. Pull out the magazine. Just pull out the magazine.
Or get a hard-covered book.
Well, I can't do a hard-covered. No, I can't do that.
Hard-covered is the way to go.
I just use my shoe, so.
That'll work, too.
Yeah, that works.
The shoe works. That is funny. Well, let's see if it's Amanda. I bet it is,
okay.
too.
Okay.
Let's see. You're psychic. Hello?
I hate caller ID!
Talk about psychic mediums here.
Yeah. Oh, we are psychic. So what's up?
I'm walking in the snow and it's still coming down.
Oh my gosh,
great.
You have snow when you're talking to us on the phone? Oh yeah, this is comedy now.
But sorry, Josie, there's no real hills to fall down this time.
Oh man.
I know, right?
That would have been fun. We would have got way more views, I'm just saying. You know.
That's okay. I was walking. We were driving home, and there was about 2 inches on the ground already, and there was a guy walking in shorts.
Are you serious?
And there was a biker right beside us, and the car was somewhat skidding.
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding you.
You would not catch me anywhere with any kind of like shorts or short kind of like tank tops, whatever, when it's like 0 degrees below.
Forget
well,
that.
Well, let's just say I'm all in layers except for my face and my kneecaps.
And your kneecaps.
Your kneecaps.
Mm. Your kneecaps?
I'm wearing shorts and long socks underneath my jeans.
Wonderful.
Oh
well, stay
gosh.
Warm. So what are you going to do for Christmas?
Hang out with my mom till noon, then go to my dad's, and depending on the weather, me and my mom might go up to West Virginia.
Sweet.
Yep, to
like
see
that.
Aunts. Great aunts.
That would be a successful Christmas.
Not unless I get stuck with my two crazy aunts, but yeah.
Nonetheless.
Nonetheless,
that is hilarious. Do you have any more shopping to do?
Huh?
Do you have any more shopping to do?
I have to start.
Anything for, you know, Josie?
Well, I thought you were lucky enough to get the 20-page novel I've finished.
Oh, yeah. Lucky me.
Oh, my gosh.
I am thrilled.
And I would have sent it out today, but the mailman came too soon, so none of the cards got mailed out.
20-page novel, huh? Hmm.
Yeah, that's why you're getting two envelopes.
I think it's bigger than the New Moon series. I'm just saying, okay, well, I'm going to need the reading glasses for this one, because I'll be there until 80.
Yep.
Yep. And I think Kayla was the first one lucky enough to get one of your novels, huh, Kayla?
Yeah.
Woohoo, I'm the one that started it.
Yes, yeah, she is.
Yeah, Kayla, we're going to talk to you after the show.
And Kayla is also the one that has made me start writing Anne instead of putting my plus signs when I do Twitter status updates.
Well,
I've got
to
see those plus signs in a while.
Huh?
I haven't seen those plus signs in a while.
Yeah, that's because every time I think of doing it, I think of Kayla going, "What in the world was those for again?" Or something. I don't know.
You hear me? I'm just like, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Long time ago. I love that pie.
Me too.
I think I'm going to throw a snowball through the phone at you guys.
Okay, do
Yay.
It.
Yay.
I was the one that said, go ahead, do it.
Do it.
Huh?
Do it.
Do it.
I have to put the phone down then.
Let it go.
Okay. Oh, God.
I'm sorry,
you
I don't know what.
And now the phone is snow covered, and I almost lost the phone in snow.
I'm just saying, but I hear it. I hear it. I hear
you heard it.
I heard
Yay.
Something.
Well, if you can hear a 6-foot giant fall on the ground in the middle of snow.
Either that or my pounding headache that I heard. It was something like that.
And now I don't want to hold the phone to my ear because it's all wet and cold.
Very
oh
smart.
God.
I hope it's a waterproof one.
Yeah, hopefully.
Hopefully. Is it?
Have you guys gotten all of a sudden quieter or something?
That was random.
That was random.
That was so random. I don't know. I'm still loud.
Well, you're not on my phone.
Oh, really? Well, that's probably all the snow that you're covering.
I think I might have killed my mom's cell phone.
Bravo,
wonderful.
Amanda.
Wonderful.
What'd
you
say?
Give your mom a new one for Christmas. I'm
Well, I got a new phone for Christmas, and texting has basically run up all my minutes.
Yikes. That's
good
yeah.
job.
Unlimited is the way to go. You got to get unlimited.
I have unlimited
yeah.
everything.
Yes.
Me too.
I have unlimited everything. That's funny. Yeah. You need unlimited. Okay.
All right, well, guys, I'm going to get off of here because you're, like, really decreasing, and I don't want to kill my mom's cell phone before I call Kayla tonight, so...
Killing is never the answer.
Good.
Huh?
Exactly.
All right, so I'll be on the chat room.
Sounds good. Bye, Amanda. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Crazy girl.
She is crazy. Who would put a snowball on their phone? That's sane.
Amanda.
That's sane. Okay. Yeah. I'm not that sane, really, but who am I to talk?
I don't know.
Thanks.
Sorry, I'm like in my own little world over here.
I know.
Well,
all you need
the
is comedy
see world there. We're in the comedy show, so.
Exactly. The comedy show. Sorry. Sorry. Okay,
oh,
I caught myself singing that in a store once. Yeah, not a smart thing to do. They tend to look at you kind of like, where the heck did you learn that from? And yeah, pretty much.
When you guys were younger, did you always think so literal? Because when people said, I caught myself doing this, I'm like, you caught yourself, huh? And then I imagined it in my head and I started going, yeah, it's kind of funny.
I caught myself.
I'm still kind of like that.
I caught myself. That sounds kind of...
Holy crap, there's a girl from Reba in this episode of CSI.
Who?
This is kind of weird to bring this one up, but she's the lady that played Van's agent.
Oh, the one that thought Reba was like, you know, that
gay?
One?
Yeah.
Pretty much. That one?
Yeah, she's in this episode of CSI.
That's hilarious. I love that episode.
Yeah.
I love that episode. My husband's
funny.
On pills. Who would tell someone
was,
that? Okay.
She was in this other show, too. I forgot.
That was hilarious. Loved it. I love every Reba episode. What are you talking about?
I think we all do.
Yeah. We already surpassed love. We're addicted.
Yeah.
And you're addicted to CSI, Missy.
I know.
Who knows what I'm addicted to?
You can't deny it.
I'm not denying it. I would, like, scream it out a car window. I'm not afraid to tell people.
I dare you to one of these days. And then videotape it.
I'll do it tomorrow when I go to town.
What? What else?
You know what I'm addicted to?
What?
You know what I'm addicted to?
Oh, wait. Oh,
medium.
I'm a little slow today, so excuse me.
I'm a little slow today.
I'm a little slow. But yeah, you are definitely addicted to Medium, and that girl Patricia Arquette. Yeah.
Yeah, in fact, you know what? I am watching Medium at this very second we speak.
Wow. Well, we have a very interesting team, everybody. CSI and Medium.
What about you?
Very interesting. CSI, Medium, Reba.
That's a very interesting mix.
Combo, yeah. That's very interesting mix.
Doesn't really go together all that much.
We are addicted. Aaron is in the chat room. I'm not really in the chat room right now. Sorry, peeps.
I'm not either.
But my mom is actually handling that. Mama manager.
Mama manager.
Mama manager. We gotta make a cheer for her. Okay.
Mama manager.
Mama manager.
That's cute.
Okay. I am weird. Weird.
I'm weird
all
too.
Weird in our own way.
Oh, I gotta tell you guys a funny story.
I like funny
goodness.
Stories.
This was a hilarious story. Okay, so you guys know my mom has a Facebook, right?
Yeah,
she has a Facebook. One of these days, you know, she kind of, like, people that she doesn't know, she kind of, like, deletes them.
She deletes
and you know
them?
How you just, like, no, wait, I think this was Twitter, actually. You know how you just easily unfollow someone?
Yeah.
My mom is over here pressing buttons, and boop, they're gone, and she's blocking people. And she was like, one day I was like catching her doing something, and she just kept pressing buttons, pressing buttons, and all of a sudden all you see is blocked, 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 bloop, 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 adios, you know? And I'm like, what in the world are you doing? And she's like, I don't know, I'm blooping people, I don't know.
Blooping?
Yeah, it was hilarious. I'm like, you could just simply, like, unfollow people. You don't have to delete them completely. And they're gone now. I don't know what she did. She might have just totally deleted their existence, for all I know. I have no idea. But
that's hilarious.
It was funny. You should have saw how determined she was to delete these people.
I'm blooping people.
I don't know what I'm doing. Awesome. I'm blooping people.
That's hilarious.
I just thought it was hilarious. I don't know.
Yeah,
I can't even
funny.
Find their pages anymore. She might have just deleted them altogether. I have no idea. I'm
That's
kind of
funny.
Afraid to just, you know, what I want to do right now is just go to each and one of them and say, I'm sorry. I'm on Twitter.
I know.
But it was hilarious.
That's awesome.
That I'm sorry to share. Do you guys have any fun stories? Anybody?
Fun stories. Well, I fell in the snow today, and then I dropped my phone in the snow today, and then I kind of dropped my book in the snow today, and then I, you know, get my book in my hand. It was freezing. It was numb. I thought my hand was literally going to crack and shatter open, like, you know, ice.
Not good.
But good news, it didn't.
It didn't. Okay, good. So it's a happy ending, right?
It was a happy ending. And, you know, I like when my stories have happy endings, because happy endings, they just, you know, they make you happy.
They make you just happy and proud.
And happy.
Yeah, happy. Like, who would have even known?
I don't know. Like, me.
Yeah.
Me.
Me.
Me, of course.
Me. We are being really extra random today. I have no idea what got into me, but I'm just, like, I'm going to...
Well, let's not be the quiet library.
Wait, what? You're in the library?
No, I said let's not be the quiet library here.
Oh, I was going to say, if you're in the library, I feel bad for those reading people. We're kind of loud.
Yeah, really?
I'm just, you know... But... Yeah, I would never do this in a library, but I'm glad you're not in one.
I might if I was, like, really bored or something.
Yeah. Well, I'm on
that's
the...
that's just me.
Yeah, I'm on the radio and I'm reading a book. Yay!
Woohoo!
Woohoos!
That was, like, really random.
I know. I didn't even... Woohoo, Barbara Jean!
Oh, my gosh.
Taylor, I can't believe you missed that moment. Sheesh.
What'd I do?
You missed a perfect woohoo Barbara Jean moment. You never do that.
I did?
Yeah.
I'm confused.
You never do that.
Oh, the woohoo thing anymore?
Yeah. Like, when I do woohoo, you're supposed to do Barbara Jean, remember?
Well, do it. Do it.
Woohoo!
Barbara Jean!
Oh, wow. That was a good one. That was a good one.
Yeah,
if someone's trying
I found
to listen
it a
right
weird.
Now, you know, and they didn't listen to the beginning, they'll think we're a little odd.
Okay.
I have a game. I have a game.
Ooh, a game.
It's a short game. But, no, it's not really a game, as it is just a question. I'll go first on this one, but what is the stupidest... No, I'll go last, in fact. What is the stupidest question you've ever heard in your life? Or,
okay.
Yeah.
The stupidest question I've ever heard in my life was, how do you know when a question is stupid? I don't know. But, yeah, that would be actually the stupidest question. I'm just saying. How about you, Kayla?
I don't know.
Help me to go.
Oh, my God, I'm lost for words.
I was just that good, huh? I'm kidding.
I guess. I mean, that's, like, the only thing I can really think of, because people are like, a stupid question is a question not asked or something like that.
Want to hear mine?
What?
Sure, I guess.
Okay. Sure, I guess. Okay. That works.
Sorry, I'm like...
She's zoning out. She's got CSI. Okay.
Okay, well, mine has a short story to it. I remember a couple years ago, there was an incident that happened at a grocery store. And then, the dumbest question ever, someone's like, call 911. The question was, what's the number?
Yeah, I'd say that was the dumbest question.
That's pretty stupid. I even know that.
What's the number for 911? I don't know.
I have no idea.
I got no clue.
I better grab my phone book.
I would just sit there and say that. I was just like, oh, I have no idea. You better go check that out somewhere.
Gosh, if you're in an emergency and you need the number for 911, you're in trouble.
Or I could just say, why don't you just try dialing 911?
How about you try that? Okay, well, I'll try it, but I don't think it's going to work, Alex.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, we are crazy.
That's pretty bad. I mean, like, I'm an idiot, and I even know the number for 911.
You are so not an idiot.
I can't
not even close. Man, not even close.
Did you just call me a man?
No.
You're like, man? Yeah, huh?
Yeah, man. Dude.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. I call everybody man.
I call everybody man.
Just kidding.
That's funny.
I do. I'm kidding. I actually do sometimes. It's a bad habit. You know, I'd be,
dude.
You know, in a store, hey, dude, can you give me that? You know?
I know. I say dude a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. So do I.
Yeah, dude.
Don't feel bad.
Okay, I don't feel so bad.
Good.
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 My stomach hurts.
Aw.
It's because I laughed way too much today. Me and some people were thinking of different ways to laugh, and it was kind of funny when they were just laughing in different ways.
That is funny. Alex, do your evil laugh, please.
Oh my
I don't
God.
Know. Hold on. I have to practice first.
Wow.
I will. I will when I like when I'm ready.
Okay, when you're ready, just automatically just do. You know, like that.
Oh my gosh.
Like
That's
that.
Evil.
Evil. On that SpongeBob episode, evil like evil lemons or some kind of stuff like that.
Evil lemons.
So I don't even know. I don't remember. There you go.
That creeps me out.
No, I'm not even gonna lie. I think I just peed myself a little bit. That scared me.
It does scare me, and I know it's Alex, but it still scares me.
I know. That voice.
It's really creepy and
well,
stuff.
Not his voice, but you know what I mean. The laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
know
me.
Right?
Yeah, you
know
all know me. I'm Alex, and I'm creepy, and I'm the evil, you know, evil, mean theater that tweets the tweets out there and do what I do, you know.
Do what I do. That was funny.
Oh, my goodness.
Random. Random alert. Random alert. I'm sorry. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. I just did something really stupid.
What'd you do? Did you qualify
okay.
for stupid questions? I'm sorry.
No, it just qualifies for stupidity, but...
Ooh, what was it?
I went to put what I thought was lip gloss on.
Uh-oh.
And it wasn't lip gloss.
What
was
it?
It was, it was liquid mascara. I just put liquid mascara on my lips, man. Oh, my God.
It's wonderful flavor.
No, it's really nasty. I hope this crap isn't, like, fatal.
Well, it could be worse. You could be, like, trying to find, like, lip balm, and then you pick up, like, a glue stick or something. I guess
yeah,
it could be worse.
I'd do it, too, probably.
I guess it could be worse. Hey, Jessica, what's going on? Oh,
or,
my lips together. Sorry.
Or you could have put, or you could have put the lip gloss on your eye.
Oh, that would
I guess I could have done that.
That would have been worse.
Oh, that'd be nice.
That'd be wonderful.
Shelby's in the chat room.
Who?
Shelby. Shelbs.
Who
She's my friend.
Oh, okay. I'm
also
like,
known
which
as
one?
My, in quotes, sister, I guess.
Ah.
Shout out.
Ah.
And Alora's in the chat. Oh, a what? Oh, Cora.
A what?
Oh, what? Sorry. Cora. I hope I'm saying that right. I'm not in the chat room, so my mom is just, like, whispering in my ear what to say. I'm kidding. She told me what was on the chat rooms. Chat room. Am I the only one talking to myself here?
No, you're not, because
okay.
I'm about to talk to myself here and telling myself not to look at my... Oh, jeez. I don't know what I was going to tell myself. I guess I forget what I'm going to tell myself.
You forgot, huh?
Yeah, I guess the thing is, if I ever want to talk to myself when I'm lonely, I'll still be lonely because I would forget what I was going to say.
Good
that
job.
Crazy. Yeah, good job.
My remote is hiding on me.
Uh-oh. That's not good. You should call it by its name.
Remote. My remote doesn't have a name. Remote, where
you
are
know
you?
What? You should name it.
Name my remote control.
I'm not even kidding. You know, like, when you're watching, you know, CSI, hey, buddy, Josh, come on, help me find the remote.
Josh? Where'd that name come from?
Everybody, go to your battle stations. We're about to watch CSI.
Everybody hide. Kayla's going to spaz.
This is just, you know, my opinion, but I think you're, your remote is hiding because it's watched a little too much CSI in its lifetime.
No! No, not Cool Beans. Actually, I'm not watching CSI anymore. I put a movie on.
Ooh, a movie? What movie?
Nobody wants to know.
I do.
Yeah, we do.
Like, oh my God, Kayla's obsessed.
Yeah, we do. What movie?
Nobody's ever heard of it, so that's okay.
Okay, what is it?
It's called Mr. Brooks. Nobody's heard of it.
I've heard of it because you told me to rent it that one day, remember?
Oh, yeah. Oops, my bad.
Yeah, it's the one with Marge Helgenberger. In
yeah,
it.
Man. Sorry,
yeah,
I have to sing a little bit.
Didn't she play, like, that pregnant girl?
What? She's
Didn't
not pregnant
she?
In this movie.
Or is that a
no.
different one?
A different one. Oh, she's pregnant in another movie.
Oh, I got it mixed up. I'm sorry.
Not this one. In this one, she's the wife of a serial killer.
Oh,
oh.
Wonderful.
Yeah, woohoo.
Is that
I know,
like,
right?
Well, obviously. This is a stupid question. Is it a scary movie?
It's got scary parts, but it's not like a horror movie.
Oh, okay.
Well,
no, it's not like really bad.
I guess it wasn't all that of a stupid question, right?
No, I would have asked it. I would have been like, is this scary?
Well, I don't like scary movies. I mean, it's fine for Alex, because he loves scary music.
I know.
He likes scary movies. Well, he likes scary music, too. You know, that Medium song, da-da-da-da-da, that one's scary.
Well, it doesn't go that way, but yes, I like the Medium music.
I did it wrong. I'm sorry. My bad.
You should watch Medium a little more often. You won't regret it. No. Actually, no, that's not going to work in this case. I was just going to say something, but wouldn't work in this case.
Which case would it work in?
Well, the thing I was going to say, it would work in the situation where, say, you quit Twitter. You know, say you quit Twitter. You're going to regret it. Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, for the rest of your life. Casablanca was on TV last night. Yeah, I'm just kidding.
Funny. Oh my gosh. I have a horrible headache right now.
You know
sorry.
What?
It's not even funny. What?
Sorry too. I'm sorry. Aww.
I think Aaron in the chat room said that I was loud.
If Josie keeps yelling, I'm going to go deaf because I am using my earbuds to listen. That was from Aaron.
Oh. Well, then. Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you, Aaron.
I know I'm loud. My phone is just loud. I'm actually whispering. No, I'm not.
Are you really?
That was such a lie.
I kind of figured that.
That was a big fibber. But, yeah, my phone is loud. Sorry.
Mine's really quiet.
I've caught someone in a lie before.
That is, actually, Kayla.
What?
I caught someone in a lie before. You know what they lied to me about?
What?
Here's what they lied about. They said that they never lied.
Lie.
I'm going to stay up a while.
I hear something in the background. It sounded like...
Me too.
It sounds like, you're going to investigate.
What is that?
Wait,
when you come back. Sorry, what is
it? Something on to come back.
Let's all listen to a movie. Fun.
Anyway,
Kayla.
I thought you were wonderful tonight.
Okay, you know what? Let's just go on without her then, because we had to continue it. I have 6,300 and something. I have 600. How many tweets do you have, Josie?
You don't even. Okay, 17,700 something.
And how many do? You have, Kayla? Kayla. Kayla.
Jeez.
How many tweets do you have, Kayla?
Not very many.
Okay, so I'm guessing I have more than you guys combined, apparently, because I
think
talk too much.
I think you have more than anyone ever has. No,
so not true, because I found someone that had over 20,000. Mm-hmm.
Wow, they must have a Twitter life.
Close.
Yeah, Twitter life.
You can't go wrong in Twitter world. I'm just saying.
So, Josie, I think you have to leave early.
What?
Did you say that we should make this show like an hour, that's it, or something?
Yes, an hour, because I got to go somewhere after this.
Well, Kayla, would you mind like continuing the show with me after an hour?
For another hour?
No, not for another hour, like for another half an hour.
Oh, wait, Kayla, I thought you said you were leaving, too.
I was supposed to. I was supposed to go with my mom to pick up my sister. But if I'm done by, let me see, what time is it? As long as I'm done by 8 o'clock my time.
Of course you'll be.
Then, yes, I can.
Oh, cool.
Sounds like a plan.
The Kool-Aid has turned my lips colors.
Wait, let me ask
something.
Kool-Aid does
Ma,
that.
Can I stay on too? Can I? Sweet. Yes, I can.
What's sweet?
I can stay.
For an extra half hour?
Booyah. Yes, indeedy.
Cool beans.
Cool beans. I'm here to stay.
All right, I was just about to, like, I was about to go to a website. I was about to go to my Melissa Kater website. I just randomly, you know, typed in SacramentoComedy.com. No idea why, but I wouldn't mind going there.
Honey, you wanted to go to college. You had good grades. Your father pulled in favors.
Who's going to college?
The reason. It's your God. Tell me the reason.
Why does your mother think
that? Who are we talking about?
I don't know. I hear some kind of TV thing. I don't know if I should talk over your TV. Your TV might be a little mad at me if I do.
No. My TV's nice. Sometimes.
Is it? Sometimes?
Sometimes
it's punched you in your sleep?
Has it what?
Has it punched you in your sleep?
No, when I was awake. How sad is that?
Sad.
I know. It is.
Depressing.
I'm not going to go through with it, so there's nothing to be upset about.
It sounds
about.
So depressing back there.
Back where?
On the TV there.
Oh,
yeah. Something's going on.
Okay.
Yeah, a little something.
A little something-something.
Nothing
Josie's
bad.
Mom is blaming the volume.
What?
I'm sorry, you're right.
What?
Who's sorry? Someone just said they're sorry.
I said what?
No, someone on the TV just said they're sorry.
Oh, but what'd you say before that? What'd you say before that?
I don't know. I'm kind of confused right now. I'm trying to absorb.
So am I. I'm, like, listening to the TV.
Your TV, too?
Yes.
Shelby says she has how many?
She has
237 Twitter updates. Twitter tweets. Oh,
oh, look at
wait a minute.
Aaron's got a picture of him listening to our show.
Are you serious?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he tweeted it.
Now, that is a true fan.
That is,
that is awesome.
That is true genius.
The winner.
I want to see it, Aaron. I want to see the picture.
It's on Twitter.
I know you're going to have a big smile on your face because you're listening to us. And if you don't, you better retake it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He looks pretty excited.
Sweet.
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 I wonder what this button does.
I don't know.
Hold on. You know, oh my gosh, I just lost my words.
You lost
your
word.
I have to do that a lot. I talk in school, and then I just go like, yeah, I was good, blah, 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 blah.
Wonderful.
It happens.
I bet your teachers love you.
And when I'm sitting in the classroom, sometimes I just, you know, I kick the seat in front of me. Like, for example, Shelby in the chat room, I kick her seat in the classroom when we're in class together. I get bored.
You get bored.
Yeah, I can't sit that long.
I
honestly cannot sit that long. I'll start, like, screaming up. I'll start standing up and screaming that, screaming, just screaming. And, you know, yeah. In phase class, I was sitting down the whole entire time, like, decorating a gingerbread house. I got nervous and ate all the candy.
That's funny. I would probably do the same thing.
So what do you guys want to talk about?
Let's talk about Melissa Peterman.
Well, she's cool.
Yes, she is.
Oh, did you know that she's in that show, Reba? She plays Barbara Jean.
I did not know that.
Are you
serious? Ooh, it looks like we have a caller.
Yeah, we do. Woo-hoo. I know who it is.
Yabba do. Okay. Yabba dabba do. Hello?
Yes. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, people.
Is this the right number?
Yes, it is, Shelby.
Okay, good, because I called the wrong number.
Yeah, we do. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Hi, Shelby. How are you?
Hello? I'm good.
I haven't talked to you since third hour today.
I know, it's crazy.
It's been so long.
Is this the right I missed you.
Yeah, you know, I missed you too. You know what? Me and Ariel still have to go birthday shopping for you because we didn't do that yet.
I know. Ariel got a puppy.
I'm really bored right now.
Who got a puppy?
Who got a puppy?
My sister Ariel.
Ooh,
oh, yeah.
Nice.
I saw pictures of it. We were at my sister's concert last night, which was, you know, somewhat boring. But, yeah. Didn't want to let her know that, but still.
What kind of puppy is it?
A mutt. It's like a mix of 8 different dogs.
Oh, that's cute.
Wow.
And it's the size of a kitten, and it's not getting any bigger.
Ah, it'll probably stay that size. That's so cute. I like small dogs.
I do, too.
I love small dogs. I have a somewhat small dog. It just he's really long. He's very long. He's a wiener dog.
Okay. Josie, I like your dog.
Thank you. He will appreciate that.
Alex,
I love him,
cat.
Too. He's my baby.
What?
Alex, I like your cat.
Whose cat?
Your cat.
Who said that?
What?
Who said that?
Shelby did.
Oh. Okay. Well, thanks. My cat is fat and lazy, but, you know, I guess. Who can't
cat
love
is the greatest thing ever.
Who can't love a pet? I love all animals.
Me too.
I'd take them all home if I could.
I hate raccoons.
I'm not too fond of skunks either. So,
well, make sure you pick up those chimpanzees that we're gonna kidnap Barbie Jean or something like that. I don't know.
I love chimpanzees. I want one.
Me too.
I wonder how that would go over though.
I had a dream that I had a monkey, and you know, I a whole year of free banana.
A dream.
What?
I don't know. I'm just being weird.
Okay.
You should know that by now.
Oh, Aaron's got another picture up. He looks more happy.
Oh, he took a picture? I will look at it after, Aaron.
And it looks like a dog. Yeah. Josie, your dog, he looks just like a hot dog, but he just needs a bun.
For Halloween, he's going to be a hot dog.
That's awesome.
Yes. My dog looks exactly like Wiley. Wiley is Scotty Cornmose's dog.
I know.
He's got a wiener.
You know what? On Facebook, it kind of looks like, because those pictures on Facebook of Scotty's dog kind of looks like, did you see that picture on Facebook where Wiley is sitting on Santa? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of looks like he's wishing to meet Toby.
He is. Toby and Wiley need to meet sometime. And, you know, me and Scotty can meet too. I'm just saying. But
my aunt is talking to me.
Hi, aunt. I don't know her name, but hi.
Her name's Aunt Jessie. She moved to Alaska because there's nothing down here for her and stuff like that. Something like that. I don't know, but.
Gotcha.
Hey, Shelby, are you still on?
Yeah.
Well, thanks for liking my divorce on Facebook.
When did you get divorced? I didn't even know you were with someone. When did this happen?
It happened yesterday. You clicked the like button on my relationship status.
When did you get married, okay? I knew when you got divorced, but...
I got married a month ago.
To who?
To Lindsay.
I don't approve of this.
You need a marriage degree. Wait, is there such thing as... I don't know.
Oh, my crack brain. Just
kidding. It's very interesting how you're married.
I know.
Yes.
Oh, like...
That should be a movie, 14 Married.
Yes, you know what? That should be a movie, 14 Married.
That should be. That is brilliant, if I do say so myself.
Yeah, Shelby, me and you going to Hollywood to film that movie. Uh-huh.
Brilliant.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Ariel will be the bridesmaid and Crystal will be the, I don't know what she'll be.
Groomsmaid or whatever it's called, because Crystal's a total dude. I love her, though.
That'd be an interesting movie. I'd see it. Kayla, would you see it?
Yeah, man.
We can go together.
Okay.
She's like, okay.
Kayla, if it makes you any happier, I'll just steal someone from CSI and put them in the movie, okay?
Cool beans!
Now she's all happy. You said the key word.
Key phrase.
The key phrase. CSI. That's to get her attention, you got to say something CSI-ish. That's the
CSI. Crime. Yeah, so I was talking to someone, and then I'm just, you know, I'm talking about, you know, how they're a fan of CSI. I'm like, really, what does CSI stand for? They're like, I'm like, ha, 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 ha. You know what CSI stands for? Crime scene investigation. Yep, crime scene investigation. I'm going to be on that show one day, and you guys are going to like it.
You'll be the
I'm
dead
be
guy
on that too,
show.
Man.
Pink. China.
What?
No. Well, you know, when there's an awkward silence, I got to say something, you know? Like, Verizon, I don't like their service. Really, they talk about it way too much.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that what we planned? Like, if someone does awkward silence, we got to say something random. There you go.
Yeah. In fact, Josie,
okay.
That was your plan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm
Josie.
Sorry. I was, like, I was on mute for a second. I had to do something.
Oh, jeez.
And then all of a sudden, when I get back on, I hear China, and I'm like, oh, God, what are you guys talking about? Oh, boy. But,
have you guys heard of, like, Miss Teen South Carolina or something?
Sway? What?
Never mind.
Yeah. Is Shelby still on the line?
Yeah.
Shelby, you're awfully quiet over there.
I don't know what I'm supposed to talk about.
Well, Shelby, what do you want for Christmas?
Marilyn Manson CDs.
Here goes Marilyn Manson again. Yeah, she's a big Marilyn Manson fan.
Oh my God, he's so hot.
There we go.
Laugh, you'll regret it later.
That's hilarious.
Oh, Shelly.
You're going to hate me forever when I say this, but I have never heard of him.
Google him. He's so hot.
Yeah.
So
hot. He's
so
kind of... Shelby, no, Shelby, I don't want that. You know, you've heard me say this millions of times every time I was in Soul Studies with
say
you,
it.
But he's kind of ugly. Yeah, he is. But his music isn't that bad.
Well, then.
You just, like, pour a hole in my heart.
I don't even know the dude. Whoa.
Whoa.
Those are some big languages going on.
That's not big language. That is the most smallest language I've ever heard.
No, it's pretty big.
For you,
what?
It's big, Joseph.
Who's the coolest person on Earth and would never still not be?
Marilyn Manson.
People are in the chat room, and I'm just reading things out of the chat room.
Fun. I wish I was in the chat room.
Yeah, I wish the chat room were working for me.
It's going slow. I just like it.
It's a slow one today, huh?
Yeah.
If you press that little link on the bottom up, and you first hover over those four little buttons kind of in the bottom, and when you hover over it and it says pop out or something, click that and it'll go faster.
Yay.
I'm pretty sure.
Thank you, whoever that was.
That was Josie.
Oh.
I'm Josie.
What was Josie?
You were Josie.
I'm Josie?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
That wouldn't work out so well.
That wouldn't work out so well. The loud one, the one that I'm talking, you know, me, I'm Josie, the loud one. There we go.
You really aren't that
loud. I'm Alex,
loud.
The funny one.
Aaron, I'm not that loud. I was getting
Aaron, candy. Turn your volume down. If you guys want to hear loud, You guys want to hear
no,
you guys
no,
want to hear
no.
loud?
I'm supposed to scream now?
Are you sure you don't want to hear loud?
Don't scream really loud.
Yeah, I'm please don't.
It might scare me.
We don't need, you know, deaf people in the chat room.
Yeah, really.
Not right now, please.
Yeah, let's get the loud part. But anyone want to be Aaron's designated driver tomorrow?
Ooh.
What?
Sorry, Aaron, I'm not available to drive right now.
Yeah,
a
couple
of years, but.
Yeah, same here. And plus, we don't live by you, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you do find a designated driver, because some designated drivers are pretty, some designated drivers do need designated drivers, so I can be your designated driver's designated driver.
Okay, you guys want to know what I'm in the mood for right now?
What?
The Singing Bee theme song. Alex, wait, are you in the side thingy?
Yeah, where is I am? What's the theme song?
Oh, play the Singing Bee thing with Melissa. Do it.
Oh, my God.
Do it.
Singing Bee one.
I love you forever. Do it.
Wait, which one?
The, there's a party going on. That one.
Oh, that one. Okay.
Oh, I love that
okay.
one.
Okay, are you guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'm
on
ready.
The count of three.
No.
On the count, okay, on the count of three. 3, 5, 1.
Yeah, there's a party going on. Clap your hands, sing a song. Cause there's a great big party going on.
I love that. What's the other one? Is there a different version?
No, but I do have the medium theme here.
Ha. That'd be
ha,
kind
ha.
Of scary.
Ha, 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 ha. We think it's so funny
ha.
Over here. You know, in many ways, life is a multiple choice test.
Multiple choice. Gotcha.
Aerial weakness. All right, well, you know what? I'm just going to go, okay. I'm watching medium at the moment. I'm really thirsty for some macaroni and cheese. I mean, oh, I'm hungry for macaroni and cheese. I'm just talking about that. Can you, seriously? I cannot talk right now.
I'm thirsty for macaroni. That's funny.
I want macaroni and cheese really bad.
Yeah, I'm thirsty for it.
I'm thirsty for it. Well, if it's extra
I can make
cheesy,
fun
I guess it'll slide down easily. I don't know. I'm thinking
maybe
of all the possibilities.
You have you guys seen Wild Hogs?
No.
Yeah.
There's this guy in there that eats a whole stick of butter.
Ew.
Gross. And then, yeah, he's like, he was lactose intolerant, too. My social studies teacher is lactose intolerant. I don't know.
Miss Cloquet deserves it, though.
I know, I know. She eats way too much, right? I mean, every time I walk into her classroom, she's always eating chocolate.
It's not that she eats too much. Is that she's just, like, a mean person, and she deserves to not be able to eat any dairy.
Yippers.
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 Yep.
Sometimes the teachers, you know, I mean, I like the teachers. Okay.
Bargains deserve to be fired. I've decided that.
I like the teachers in person. I just don't like them as teachers. Because as teachers, they don't even act like teachers. They act like they're evil.
They're evil.
I almost broke a cup. That's not good. Alex, don't break anything.
Yeah, Alex.
Don't break anything.
Hey.
Listen to yourself. Don't break anything.
I know. You know how they say listen to yourself and follow your, what is it, heart? Something
gut,
like that?
Or something. Follow your gut instinct. I don't. I have no idea. Something
they
like that.
Follow your guts, follow your, they say, no. They say follow your guts, follow your heart, follow your nose or something. I don't.
Follow your nose. Well,
follow
I mean,
your nose.
Technically, you follow your nose all the time because, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
You are such a liar.
Are you still watching CSI? Miss CSI Queen over there?
Remember, I wasn't watching CSI.
Oh, yeah.
She's watching Mr. Brooks.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm out of it today.
See, I'm even with her. Not with her, but with her, like, in the conversation.
I'm so out of it. I'm sorry.
That's all good.
Watching medium.
I think I hear it.
Me too.
Yeah.
me too.
Well, Shelby, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for accepting my call.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye, Alex. Love you. Bye, Josie and Caleb.
Bye, Shelby.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are having blood and South America.
Okay,
I personally believe that we are such as and we Iraq, Windows, Doors, Library, Apple, Orange, Chocolate.
I'm
sorry. What was that? What did I just do?
I don't know. You're random, remember?
Am I?
Yeah.
I just started going, I personally believe that U.S. Americans...
Oh, man. We're crazy.
Crazy we are. Crazy we are.
Crazy.
Hey, you know, you know, I actually have to go get water.
Get water.
You know, who makes chocolate water?
Oh, someone that I love. I'd love chocolate water.
I tried chocolate covered. Okay.
No, not like that. Not like water and chocolate mixed together. Ew. I mean, like. Like, you know, like, if it rains, you know, and then it just rains chocolate, I don't know.
That'd
be
cool,
no, not
but
that sounded
chocolate
pretty good
water
at
gross.
The time being, but right now it sounds It sounded better in my head.
Just keep swimming, just keep swimming, just keep swimming, swimming, swimming. What do we
Ellen
do?
Ellen DeGeneres.
Run, run. You know what? Rats is spelled backwards. Star.
Strong.
What?
That's a true story.
True story, huh?
Yeah. Rats backward is spelled star.
Star.
Star. I'm a star. I don't know.
But what is star spelled backwards then? Rats.
I'm not a rat.
I didn't call you a rat.
I know. That's what I'm talking about. I can't be a star if I'm not a rat. Get it?
You can be a star.
Oh,
I mean,
like Patrick?
Patrick Star. Patrick Rats.
That is totally untrue that stars are rats. That's not even funny. Rats.
You know what? It's untrue that Patrick's last name can be Rats. Patrick Rats. Come on.
Yeah, see, it's totally untrue. That myth is false. I mean, yeah, Rats, you know, in other form is stars, but still.
The comedy show where everything goes will have a blast with many laughs with your hosts, Josie, Kayla, and Alex.
No.
Oh, gosh, I hate listening to me sing.
You can't go from talking to singing right away like that.
I don't know. I don't like listening to me sing. I don't know.
But you're a good singer, so.
I am not-ish. Well, I don't know. It sounds different when I hear it, like.
Guys.
I'm a girl. I'm sorry. What?
Let's grow apples.
I love apples. Random but factual. I love apples. Mhm. I also like. Let me think. Oranges. Bananas.
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 Bananas. And grapes. Those are pretty good. Those are oddly shaped, but they're good. What's that noise again? That happened last time.
I have no clue, dude. But it's annoying as poop.
For the love of meatloaf.
I know, right? This is ridiculous.
That is ridiculous. Okay, listeners, if you hear that beeping sound, please ignore it.
Yeah, super sorry.
It's a technical difficulty.
That we have right now, that
yeah,
I'm going to give Blog Talk Radio a little piece of my mind.
We'll fix it.
Hey, guys, I have a good idea.
What's your idea?
Okay. While we have him in the chat room, if he's still listening, let me drop a hint, okay? We should have Stephen Bloom as a guest on our show one time.
Stephen Bloom. Yeah, let's do it. So, Stephen, if you're listening...
We'll check in with him and see when he has time.
Yeah. You should be a guest on our show one time. Yeah.
Yeah,
okay, no, guys, we have to keep it a hint. Like, he should be
oh,
a
yeah.
Guest
no,
one
I don't
time.
Know. You're going to have to, yeah, check with my manager. No, I'm kidding. I have no manager. That'd be awesome, though. I'm just
yeah,
saying. But, yeah.
I wish I had a manager.
That would be awesome. We're getting Melissa as a guest, so how cool would it be if, like, Stephen and Melissa were on together on our show?
Yeah, that would be really cool.
That would be awesome.
That'd be brilliant.
That reminds me.
We got to tweet to Melissa and ask if she'd do it.
I know. Hey, that reminds me.
What?
That's it.
It reminds you of, that's it?
That's it.
Just reminds me. I don't know
that's
what reminds
it.
You. It just reminds me.
Oh, and Alex, I wanted to tell you that Melissa Pierman tweeted me and told me that she will be able to do the show after the holidays. There we are.
After the holidays. Yeah, but that could be like that could be like January or February or March, April.
I hope she's on our
July,
show
August.
Like in like by my birthday. That'd be so cool. February. That'd be awesome. That would be super cool. Come on. You got to admit.
Dude, you know what I just noticed?
Doesn't ever...
What you just noticed?
My birthday is on a Friday.
Your birthday? There you go.
It is.
Wait,
so I'll
is
be
mine,
on the radio.
I think
so
mine's on a
my
Friday
birthday.
As well.
My sister's birthday is in February.
Mine's on February 9th. Note it down.
Yours is? I want to look what day yours is.
My sister's birthday is on a Friday. Her birthday is February 5th.
February 5th.
Mine's the week after. Mine's the 12th. So, Josie's, yours is on a Tuesday.
Mine's on a
9th.
Tuesday. Oh, that's stinkies.
Hey,
hey,
you know what? Kayla, we have a show on your birthday.
Yeah.
Probably.
Sweet. That'd be awesome.
My birthday is not going to be on a Friday for another couple years because I was born Friday the 13th, and my birthday... was like, my birthday has been on a Friday a couple times, and I keep track of when it's going to be on a Friday again. And that's not going to be until 2018, which sucks.
2018. Psh. Wow.
That sucks, man.
That stinkies.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Okay, that sounds
a little back.
Odd.
I take that back. It's 2017.
But yeah, we got to think of some more guests. I know who's going to be a guest soon.
But we have a caller on the line.
We have a caller on the line. Ooh.
Yay.
I'm not sure who it is. I'm not sure.
It's gonna be
but I personally believe that we should answer it. Here we go. All
right. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
I don't know who's this.
Amanda? Really?
Alex, be quiet. You're supposed to get away.
Are you serious?
Amanda.
Okay, I'm making track
what?
Now.
Huh?
Sometimes you call in.
What?
Now, starting now, I'm going to keep track of how many times you call into our show.
Well, you know, y'all are being just quiet and random.
Well, that's the point. But to tell you the truth, we do need a little bit of Amanda to spread the cheer.
Amanda? I don't know where Amanda is. What are you talking about?
Oh, I don't know. Oh,
are you talking about Goofball or are you talking about Amanda?
I'm talking about Goofball. Sorry.
Okay, Goofball's here.
Yeah.
Goofball is sleeping in the car off of about 4 inches of snow right now. That way I can make sure that there's no more Pepsis in the car before they explode.
Oh,
Amanda.
So, Amanda, what's up since we talked to you last?
I'm going to go snort, you guys, for being quiet.
But wait, what happened, Amanda?
I'm going to throw snow at you guys
again
when I see you.
Over the phone?
No, not over the phone. I mean in person.
Oh.
Oh, geez. Oh. If I'm ever on comedy stage, you know, I better get prepared to get a snowball thrown at me.
Yeah,
me
and Alex and Kayla.
Oh, my God. Kayla. Kayla, one of our favorite people is out here. Well, not out here. The drunk dude.
Oh, I thought it was somebody else.
Oh, your best friend is out there?
No. But this guy is, like, shirtless, and he was about to stick his head out the window. And it's still snowing, okay?
Well, then. That's wonderful. It's beautiful. I hear, I wish you a Merry Christmas. Does somebody listen to Christmas carols?
Oh, FYI, if anyone can make it down to Charlottesville, Virginia, if you go to country997.com and you match George Strait and Reba lyrics to the right people or whatever, you have a chance of winning tickets to go see them in concert here in January 30th. Yes. I already have tickets that I'm hopefully going to be able to go to, so.
Sweet.
I thought since you guys didn't know about that.
Awesome. Yeah. What's the site again?
Country997.com.
Country997.com. If one of you guys are in the chat room, can you write that in the chat room?
I got it.
Sounds good.
I'll tweet it too, so.
Sounds good, and I will retweet it from there.
Okay.
Sounds good. We'll get some tickets going out here.
And it is almost our 15-minute ending time.
15-minute ending time. Okay.
Well, I guess I should go and check the car for the Pepsis.
Okay, Amanda. Well, you enjoy, okay?
And I will.
Yes. And
you know me and snow. I love it. Oh, my God. I just did a split. Almost.
Oh, that was so close. But remember, this is the last episode of the new year. So
what?
This is the last episode for the new year. So for the old year, sorry. And we'll see you back here refreshed in 2010. When?
Yes.
2010. There we go.
Yeah, and I might actually have something to share with you guys then.
Ooh,
since Dosie's mom is so smart and she helped me think of an idea since you two aren't helping me any.
Wait, my mom did?
Yeah, your mom did. She helped me think of an idea.
Sweet.
Since you guys just said that you like mysteries and you didn't give me any, like, ideas.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was like, at this one place and you were DMing me and I wasn't able to respond, but, yeah. I'm sorry.
It's okay, Josie. I was joking.
Okay, good, because, yeah. My bad. But thank you for calling in again, Amanda.
And I guess, Kayla, I'll talk to you in, like, 15 minutes, won't I?
What's 15 minutes?
I don't know. What have we been planning on doing, smart?
I don't know, but this is kind of too much information, but I need to go to the bathroom.
Whoa, TMI. Nothing beautiful going on there.
Yeah, TMI, chaos. And I'm not waiting on hold while you go this time.
I had a little too much Kool-Aid.
I'm guessing those are going down. All right, well,
anywho.
Yeah. Amanda, I will talk to you later. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye, Amanda.
Yeah.
Guys, one of you, I mean,
huh?
What is all that over there? What are you talking about? Jeez.
Oh, jeez. I was saying that I need to talk to one of you at least.
About what?
The show.
The show?
Yepers.
About the show. Okay.
Uh-huh. Then start talking.
Oh, no. It's a host meeting. A host meeting.
Oh, okay. So a host meeting. Okay, then you could talk to me about it after the show. How's that?
Who said that?
Josie.
Josie, who said that?
Who said that?
Josie.
Who said that?
Josie.
You should know my voice by now.
Oh, jeez. Oh, yeah, you're the loud one.
Exactly.
I'm the quiet one.
Sorry, I forgot.
Yeah.
I can't tell what's loud and what's quiet.
Well, Kayla's, like, you know, a little lower, and I'm like, ah, you know, like that.
Your station, your wake-up call, your music, your calendar, your community, your life.
I'm confused.
You know what, me too, but see, what I do to confuse people, to distract them, is I crack my random thing, my random, whatever they are. I don't know, and who's got a TV on?
Not me. How about you look at Mrs. Mr.
Kayla,
Brooks over there?
Kayla.
Yes, I know.
Kayla,
that's me. Hi.
Yeah, can you guess what I'm going to say?
Anything we want to say?
I don't know.
I'm just going to say that the next time you're going to watch a movie, invite me over.
Okay.
Hey, popcorn.
Guys, I got a question for you. Both.
Yes.
Okay, so recently for Christmas, my mama, she asked what I wanted for Christmas, okay? Well, I was wondering if you guys have any ideas, because I'm completely clueless, and I don't know what's new out there, you know what I mean? I don't know what to get.
To get for yourself?
Yeah. What's new and exciting that I could ask for?
I have no idea. No idea.
Medium.
You really want, like, Wii games?
Medium.
Yeah, Wii games, man.
That'd be cool. So I want Wii games. Oh, and I read your
medium
tweet about how that you might be getting the Nintendo Wii. Am I right, Kayla? Might
yeah,
be.
I saw the box, but my parents are like, oh, that's not for you. I know that's a complete lie and a half. Because I saw
hilarious
the box. So I'm like, oh,
I
don't
want to
have a random box.
Wii is
huh?
fun. And I have this one game on Wii, the bowling one. You gotta play that one and get it.
I've played that before.
It's fun. I love it.
I played that one. I played the baseball one.
Baseball
one. I'm not good at the baseball one. The bowling one. I have skills on the bowling one.
I'm good at the tennis one.
I got a question. Is there a singing bee one? I wish.
No, there's not. Sorry.
There's an American Idol one.
No, I want Melissa Pierman on there.
No, there's nothing. I'm getting a
PSI.
Well,
I think Melissa
Pierman
would have tweeted about it if there was.
I know. I want her to do one. That's what I should say. I'd love to get one. Wouldn't that be cool when you guys get it?
Yeah.
Okay, see?
I'd make sure I was the first one to get it.
You'd have to fight me for it.
Oh, well, okay. Well, we'll just, you know, I'll win, so.
Oh, holy
shit. Oh, Aaron has a question or something.
Yeah.
In the chat room.
I can't hear him.
If a tornado came into your city, what would you take if you only could choose one item?
Oh, there was a tornado in my city. Yeah, there was. Yeah, you know what I took?
What? Chocolate milk?
What did I take? Chocolate milk.
Oh, okay.
I took a box.
Of?
Chocolate milk.
Box of air. Air?
A box of air?
You were savoring air, huh?
Yippers.
Wow.
Yippers.
That's actually, you know, that's not a bad idea, I guess.
I don't know what I'd take. I have no clue.
I would probably take my Reba DVDs.
I'll take your autographs.
And, oh, yeah, I take all my autographs, and I would take my doggy because he can't, you know, he has, like, a bad back and stuff, so he can't, like, run, like, nutso, so, yeah. I would take him, and why is my mom laughing over here?
I don't know.
She's laughing at me.
Aaron said something funny in the chat room that my mom was laughing at.
What did he say?
He said something like, he said something like that his parents would take the car before him.
You say in a car
tornado. That is so funny. That is so cute. you gotta take the car. I'm kidding.
Yeah, man.
I am just kidding. That's hilarious. Aaron cracks me up.
Me too.
Hey, Zena.
La di da.
Say hi to my cat.
Hi.
Wait, what's going on?
I don't know. I just heard say hi to something, and I said
hi. Say hi to my cat.
Hi.
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 Let's do a two-piece harmony.
That.
Kayla, one, two, three.
No.
Hi.
That's fucked.
That was so not good.
I'm in, like, my own, like, I don't know. I just blah today, I guess.
I personally believe that Christmas trees are cool and they should be up all year long. I personally believe that Melissa Peterman should make a DVD game of the same bee. I personally believe that they should make chocolate-covered Cheez-Its. I've said it before. Not.
I personally believe that you have gone insane. I'm just kidding. But, yeah, I'm totally with you with the singing bee thing. That'd be awesome. And I'm pretty sure Melissa would tweet about it right away, because we would all want it. Uh-oh, ticking noise again.
Be quiet! I mean, I'll get the noise, not you.
Seven more minutes, and then the show is over. We got seven more minutes
goodness.
To listen to this dang ticking noise that has to stop.
There we go, it stopped.
Oh, there we go. Wow. That was pretty interesting. Oh, wait a minute. It came back for more.
You need to knock it off.
Yeah, you need to knock it off now.
Why are you so quiet? Fuck.
Because this dang ticking noise.
What ticking noise?
This ticking noise that's ticking me off.
It was truly.
Can't get any simpler than that.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin,
oh,
William,
there we go.
Even Dane walked down the street.
That worked.
Oh my god, it's the woman from CSI.
Hey, someone has their TV on like uber high.
That would be Kayla Jean.
That would be Kayla Jean, huh?
Kayla,
well, Kayla Jean, I got one word for you.
What?
Hi.
That would be Kayla Jean.
Textured a little more basic and,
and,
yeah, that's sort of been the case. That's why
who's talking right now?
Deep,
Marge?
That's so cute. What are we yelling at?
Alex.
What?
Okay, that's really stinking creepy. What were we saying?
That was crazy, that breathing noise. Alex. Okay.
Yo,
no,
oh, I forgot. It's called the comedy show, not the horror movie show.
Yeah, you
I'm not watching a horror
show.
Movie, yo.
What?
I said I wasn't watching a horror movie.
Well, I didn't say
well,
you were watching a horror movie. Zena, why are you so fat?
I'm
oh.
I'm confused, and I know I'm probably not the only one.
People
in the chat room are probably going, what in the world, in nation, got into them.
Okay, I have a question. And those of you in the chat room, you need to answer this question. All of you, you need to answer this question. Okay? Okay, everyone in the chat room has to answer this question. Okay, here it is. Am I lame? I repeat. Oh. Am I lame?
I repeat. No, you are not.
Okay, those of you in the chat, those of you in the chat room, answer that question. I don't want to see your answers. Yeah.
Why
I'm,
do you want to know?
Than you are.
Chat rooms are so fun. So fun.
So fun. Live stuff is
fun.
Uber fun.
There's nothing on TV.
You know what? Can I tell you guys something so funny? I don't even remember how we even started or came up with this Punk Talk Radio show. All I know is it's been, like, super fun. This is, like, what, our 10th episode? Or something
like
that.
I have no idea.
We lost
something
track.
Something like that.
We season lost
one.
Track.
This is the end of season one.
Wow.
Season one. Yay.
Complete.
Made up of season one, you know. Season two.
Sweet.
Whoa, Reba's on TV.
So are we on
season
two?
By the way, guys. If you guys want to know when our next show is, I'm going to announce it right now. Do you want me to announce it right now?
How about you announce it?
How about we announce it? Our next show is going to be on January 8th.
January 8th. Why? Oh.
The next two Fridays are holidays.
Yes. Christmas.
And New Year's.
Do this at Christmas.
It's going to be really weird not talking for 2 weeks.
Oh, trust me, Kayla. We'll do enough talking on our own.
What, talking to ourselves?
Yeah, and calling each other, like, off the hook.
Off the hook, man.
Yeah, trust me, after Christmas, you're not going to want to talk to me anymore.
Pry me off my TV.
I'll probably have new Medium seasons to watch, so I'll be glued to my TV.
I know, right?
I'm so excited for Christmas. Woohoo!
And the really bad thing is no one's going to hear from me, like, at all. If I get the Wii and the CSI games, no one's going to hear from me.
You'll be in hiding playing those.
I know, right?
You will never be found.
People will be like, where's Kayla?
Oh, she's just playing her CSI game.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm going to miss you.
Just, like, tweet me and text me off the hook till I finally reply.
I will do that.
I
bet you'll
anymore.
Be totally mad at me. You'll be like, I'm playing my game. What do you want?
Kayla.
Yes, Alex.
Man, I got to direct message you my address yet because you said you wanted to send me something.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I have to direct message you my address soon because I have to...
Oh, yeah, Alex, you got to send your address to me, too, because I want to give you a Christmas card, because I gave one to Kayla.
Oh, you
and I got it, and it's awesome.
You should have left it a surprise. But
oh. Okay, never mind. I'm just kidding. It's not a Christmas card. That's my cover.
That's my cover?
That's my cover.
I think that... God.
Yeah. 1 minute. Uno.
My head is hurting.
That was a fun episode, wasn't it? So much fun. 90 seconds. I love that little... That,
there would be no global warming. Just
I love that little summer.
I personally believe that.
But that was fun.
I personally believe blah, blah, blah. I personally believe I should get a Wii for Christmas.
I
can't believe that. I think I don't want to go. Who's calling me after the show so I can, you know?
I shall.
Okay, you
I
shall.
I shall.
You shall, I shall. You shall, I shall. We shall, they shall.
Okay. Us shall.
Oh,
no,
my goodness.
Coming from me, yes, I am weird. And
This was a really good show, and technically we did get a guest for, like, a little bit. That was fun.
Yeah.
We were not expecting it. That was so much fun.
I was not either.
So thank you so much, Steven, for calling us.
Woohoo!
and no one else.
That was so much
fun. Steven, you're cool. You're awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
We are happy to have you on our show today. We are happy to have you.
Of course. And you can come back anytime.
You want.
Yep.
You are welcome in the Comedy Show House.
Anytime.
Oh, yeah. So thank you guys so much for coming, everybody. And I hope you guys have a wonderful Christmas. And, yeah.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. This is the Comedy Show.
Bye.
See ya. And we're out.